I thought my life was perfect. I thought I had it all. Perfect partner, perfect job, perfect home. All the boxes you're supposed to tick. At least, that's what they tell you when you're growing up. It's like a bucket list for life, but not the fun kind, the reality kind, the kind that you're supposed to have. And if you don't, if you fall short in any one of those areas, you're just not good enough. I never worried about that because I had it all. I had everything. Or so I thought. He didn't think so. He thought I worked too much and I wasn't warm enough and finally I wasn't young enough. I wasn't pretty enough. Do you know what it's like when your entire world flips on its ear in one moment? That's what happened. I came home from work, ready to make dinner, thinking about the plans that we were going to make for the weekend, worrying because the house was a mess and I hadn't had time to do anything about it. And he was sitting solemnly in the kitchen, just sitting there, staring at his hands. Something was wrong, and I mean really wrong. As soon as I walked in, there was no smile, there was no, how was your day, there was hardly an acknowledgement. When he did look up, it was like the floor fell out from under me. The look on his face was so dead. This man that I had been with for countless years suddenly looked like a stranger. He told me to sit down. I said no. I wasn't going to sit at the table for this. Part of me knew what was coming. Had wondered. Off and on, vaguely. I'd watched friends go through it. Foolishly thought we were the lucky ones. Apparently not. He told me that he loved me, which, when you're about to drive a dagger through someone, not a great way to start. Because it sounds false. It sounds like you're trying to soften the blow, but there's no sincerity. There's no real affection, no meaning behind the words. But he said it. And then he said he was moving out. And he was going to think about a divorce. Just like that. In 10 minutes, the entire world that we had built was being taken down. And to him, it was just being removed brick by brick, you know? To me, it was like a bomb had gone off. I had no idea what was happening. He said he would pack a bag and stay elsewhere tonight so that I had time to think. What was there to think about? What could I say? Don't? Stay? I'll do better? No. It went through my head. My first instinct was to beg him not to leave. Was to ask what I had done. Was to wonder where it had gone so spectacularly wrong. The look on his face told me that this was nothing to do with me. This wasn't my problem. So very calmly, I asked if there was someone else. And his face changed. His eyes closed off. I couldn't read him anymore, which was all the answer I needed. There was. Of course there was. He asked me if I wanted to know the answer to that question, and I said yes. And he confirmed it. He hadn't done anything yet, he said, but she existed. He'd met her at work, and she was apparently everything I wasn't. Which, for someone who's never had self-esteem issues, who's never been insecure a day in her life, that was hard to hear. But that was his choice. So I let him leave. I cried. A lot. a lot. I asked myself what was wrong with me that he could just go and find someone so easily. Would I find someone? Did I want to find someone? It was dark and it was lonely. And then the lights came on. I was having a drink with my best friend, and she told me that he was a putz. Her exact words. He was a putz. And I got mad. Angry, unnecessarily pissed off at her for saying something against him. And she got mad right back, which wasn't something she did very often. But she stood her ground. And she asked why I would defend somebody who could be so horrible to me. At that point, we were communicating through lawyers only. He had moved everything out of the house and refused to have any contact with me at all. Guilt is a wonderful thing. And I told her she didn't understand. She had never been in this situation. She'd never been married. She'd never built a life with someone. She didn't know what this was like. And she just looked at me and she said, she knows what shitty people are like. And he turned out to be one of them. And that broke everything in me. Suddenly I wasn't angry anymore. I was sad. I don't know how long I cried. But when I was done, and she asked me if I felt better, for the first time in a while, I did. I felt like I could breathe, like the weight that he had put on me was gone. This wasn't my fault. I mean, sure, in a relationship, there are two people, and both can do things differently. But he chose not to talk about it. He chose not to fight. He chose to put his head in the sand and run. That's not how I do things. And that was the moment that I knew that he'd done me a favor. It still hurt. It still felt like everything was just off. But I knew why now. I knew there was a reason that I had to go through this, that I had to feel this. He wasn't my forever. He was my right now to teach me what I'm worth and what I deserve. And it took a bit. It took a lot of work. But I got there. And a year later, he was married to this person, and they were expecting their first child. And I was happily single, had been promoted at work, had fixed up the house the way I'd always wanted to, that he never did. and I was content. And then my life changed again. But it changed for the better. It exploded in the best possible way. Someone new came along. Unexpectedly, under my nose, had no idea. But there he was. And all of the pieces of me that didn't quite fit suddenly did. I don't need anybody else to make me believe in myself. I've never been that type of person. But when you go through something so shattering, you question. But with this one, I never questioned. Not once. He made me realize what I deserved. And he made me see the world in a completely different way. I wasn't existing in it anymore. I was living in it. I was relishing it. I was grateful for it. I was grateful for him. And he was just as grateful for me, which is something that had never been in my previous relationship. My previous husband had never shown appreciation. It was just kind of unspoken. But in hindsight, it just actually wasn't there, and he was very good at faking it. But now I knew what it was to be appreciated, to be loved. And all of the concerns that I had after my divorce, about not being able to trust somebody again, because obviously, about not wanting to open myself up again, about worrying that I would never be enough, that there would always be somebody younger and smarter and better and prettier and whatever other garbage my frickin' mind was feeding me. None of it existed with him. And I actually knew what real happiness was. My friends started noticing. They asked me why I was smiling when there was nothing to smile about. And they just didn't know. My very existence was something to smile about. You know that something is good when you're doing something completely unrelated. Something that should have your complete and utter attention. And all of a sudden, you just smile. And you just feel warm all over. It's not distracting. It's not something that's going to pull your focus. It's just, it's kind of like a warm hug on the way by. And it gives you new life in ways you'd never known before. And that's what I had. That's what I have. The ex is past tense. He is my present and my future. Recently, I came home to find him sitting at the kitchen table as well. And, of course, dread filled my stomach. And I got a weird sense of deja vu. But when he looked at me, it all went away. He had the most radiant smile. And in his hand was a box. We'd both been married before. And the big romantic proposal was not something either of us wanted. So he stood up, he opened the box, showed me the most beautiful ring. and asked if I would spend the rest of my life with him. He barely finished asking the question when I said yes. It all came full circle. In the most glorious way, the place where my world fell apart was also the place where it was rebuilt, and where I knew that it would be better than ever going forward. And now, well, now I wake up every morning with a smile, seeing him beside me, knowing that this is the next 50 years of my life, and more if I can help it. And all the things that I thought I had, all the checkboxes that I thought I had ticked, I just threw the list away. He wasn't a checkbox. I didn't need to tick him off a list. I just needed him. And he needed me. And that's how it should be. And thankfully, now, that's how it is.